The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside, and after he sat down, his disciples came around him, and he began to teach them. How blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed too the peacemakers, they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. We need to reflect today, by the invitation of the Church, on the celebration of All Souls. It's a very sacred pause and remembrance in prayer, in gratitude and in celebration for all those who have gone before us. So let me dedicate these few moments of homily to reflecting on those who have died, belong to us, and live in the house of the Lord. There is a world beyond our control and even beyond our awareness at times. It's a world of spirits. It's a world where our living dead, our beloved dead, that's where they live, that's where they exist. How to connect with that world? How to build an awareness of that world, how to belong to that world in some way, becomes the prayer of this day. It may well be that in our pensive, quiet, contemplative moments of prayer, we sense the presence of the spirits, of the living dead, of all those who belong to us. We sense their presence in our lives. We become aware of their companionship. They live in the house of the Lord, but they're present to us in our lives. I want you to think about somebody like that in your life. I'm thinking about my parents. Astoundingly generous, integrity, honesty, a living faith, and yet perfectly human. I want to draw these special people into the consciousness of our celebration today. So how do we connect? How do we commune with those who have gone before us? I'm looking for an image. I was prompted to remember Karl Rahner, who said, "In the torment of the insufficiency of everything attainable in this world, we come to learn that every life is an unfinished symphony." Every life is unfinished. So let me reflect. I was claiming an image. I was trying to find an image that might begin to appeal to us by way of understanding our connection with the living dead. Puccini, the great opera classic composer, composed 12 operas. Some of them are well known to us, Tosca, La Bohème, Madame Butterfly, but the last one is the one of special interest to us today. The last of his operas, called Turandot, most fascinating story. It's a three-act opera, and after he finished two acts in 1924, he died rather unexpectedly, so the third act had not been composed yet by Puccini. So his son engaged another composer named Franco Alfano to finish the opera, to do the third act of Turandot. He did this in an incredible way. It was so extraordinary is that perhaps the greatest aria for any tenor in all of opera is found in the third act. Something quite extraordinary, called Nessun Dorma. Pavarotti sang it at the World Cup in 1990 in Rome, and it popularized it all over the world. None Shall Sleep, Nessun Dorma, from the third act of Turandot. What it tells us is that it was unfinished, and when it was finished, it was more beautiful, more compelling, more enlightening, more powerful than Act One and Two. Life is like that. All of those who have gone before us, life was unfinished, the symphony was unfinished. We're the third act. What does this mean? It means if the beloved people that you remember now, when you recall these special people who have died, if they were charitable, they were decent, they were honest, you are going to be more decent, more charitable, and more honest. If they had faith that was strong, you're going to inherit their faith, and your faith is going to be stronger because you are the third act. If there was something missing in their lives, perhaps something unresolved, perhaps a conflict, some division in a family, if there was some misunderstanding, we're the third act. It's now given to us to heal the wound that was left, to enrich the moment that was lost, to claim the privilege of being the third act, of fulfilling the ideal. So listen to the voices of the dead. I certainly believe myself in my life that the spirits of my parents watch over me. There are times when I sense their presence. Some people think I'm crazy, but I do sense their presence. Every religion, Christianity, Islam, the Buddhists, the Hindus, all major religious persuasions believe in the afterworld. They believe in a world of spirits. The Buddhists have a little variation on it, but all the major, major religious movements all have this sense that we belong to a world of spirits that more frequently we do not connect. You have to be peaceful, quiet, contemplative, to feel, to listen, to belong to the living dead. So what is it in your life that you are called to fulfill? The unfinished symphony belongs to each one of us, either to enrich the world from the gifts and the beauty and the wonder of those who have gone before us, or to enrich the world by healing whatever was unfinished. Rather interestingly, in Turandot, this opera was not common in Puccini, in Turandot, it finishes with a great festival of love, whereas Butterfly and Tosca and La Boheme all finish in a very sad and tragic note. But this one is full of life. Turandot finishes on a high note. That's us. We're the third act. So claim this moment to honor the living dead. Sense the spirit of those who have gone before us. Be grateful for the inheritance given to us, the legacy handed on to us. I think I have mentioned before that David Brooks, in his marvelous book, Road to Character, says there are two kinds of virtues in life. One is your resume virtues, all the things, your accomplishments, the things you're good at, your professional abilities, all these things. And they're important, but not very important. And then he has eulogy virtues. Were you kind? Were you generous? Were you caring? Were you honest? Were you faith-filled? These are the ones that last. You don't remember how much money or how big the house was. You remember the moments of kindness, forgiveness, understanding. That's given to us to complete now in the third act. So catch the spirit, connect with our living dead. On this day, however you do it, pause and find a quiet space and listen. Listen to the voices of those who have gone before us. Let their gifts, their sacrifices, let their example enrich this day and make this day holy. Amen.